Thank you for listening to the New Life Church podcast. If you need any information about our church, or if you'd like to give online, please visit us at newlifekingman.com.
This morning, I asked the worship team just to stay on stage this morning because I'm not going to spend a lot of time in the ministry of the word. I am going to share several things with you that I feel that need to be said. But today is a day about contending for healing. And I know that there are many people in this place that you've struggled, you've suffered with, whether it be a physical issue, whether it be an emotional one, a mental issue, or a spiritual one. I'm here to tell you today that God has healing for you. Amen. That's why Jesus went to the cross. I want you to think about this just for a moment. The thing that compelled Jesus to go to the cross was you and your need. He loved you, and he still loves you. That love took him and hung him on a cross so that he could pay a price for our lives, so that our sin could be washed away and that our bodies could be healed. Can you say amen? That no longer would we have to be held captive by the enemy. By the consequences of sin, we can be set free. Amen. And so today, God's going to do something. I'm going to ask, can you turn the house lights up there in the back? I want to be able to see your faces today. Hallelujah. Amen. God has an answer for you today. God has a plan for you. God has something that he wants to put in your life today. He wants to minister to you. We've dedicated this time to healing because our God is a healer. Our God is a restorer. He is Jehovah Rapha. Can you say amen? The Bible says these words in Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. It says, large crowds followed Jesus as he came down the mountainside. Suddenly, a man with leprosy approached Jesus. He knelt before him, worshiping. Lord, the man said, if you want to, you can make me well again. Jesus touched him. I want to, he said, be healed. And instantly, leprosy disappeared. You know, I have put that passage of scripture in my life. I have meditated on that. I've spent time praying that. And the thing that you need to hear today is God saying, Jesus saying, I want to. Amen. So many times we come to God in prayer and say, God, if you would you do this for me? Would you help me here? Would you do this? Would you do that? God says, I want to. We always wonder, does he want to? We never question his ability, but a lot of times we wonder, does God want to? And I'm here to tell you that God wants to. That's why he sent Jesus to the cross. That's why Jesus willingly laid his life down, is because he wanted to pay the price. F.F. Bosworth said these words. He says, before anyone can have a steadfast faith for the healing of their body, they must rid themselves of all uncertainty concerning God's will in the matter. Appropriating faith cannot go beyond our knowledge of the revealed will of God. Before attempting to exercise faith for healing, we need to know what the Bible plainly teaches. It is just as much God's will to heal the body as it is to save the soul. That's important that we understand that. Jack Hayford went on to say, he says, we must get rid of the image of a frowning God, brooding in anger, perched on the edge of a 10-mile-high cliff, ready to hurl a quiver of lightning bolts at the unsuspecting and helpless. The beauty of the Father's personality was so perfectly mirrored in Jesus that Jesus says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. When Jesus said, I want to, it was as if the Father says, I want to. Why? Because God is good. God does good. He cannot be tempted to do otherwise. Because of his goodness, it is the will of God to heal and to deliver the sick and the tormented. All sickness, all pain are against his will. We know he's able to heal us, but we are just never quite sure if he wants to. Well, I'm telling you, over 200 times in the New Testament alone, the Bible talks about healing. In the book of Matthew alone, in 28 chapters, there are 22 separate examples of Jesus healing people. And five of those examples, the term, he healed them all, shows up in one form or another. In Matthew 4:23, it says, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. In Matthew 8:16-17, it says, when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. He cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew 9:35 says, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Luke chapter 4, verse 40 says, now when the sun was setting, and they that had any sick with diverse disease brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them, and he healed them. Luke 6:17-19 says, and he came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him to be healed of their diseases, and they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. The whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and he healed them all. We could go on and on and on this morning of the healing scriptures, the verses that talked about Jesus' willingness to heal, but there's not enough time. The point is that healing is a major part of who Jesus is and what he does in our lives. In Acts chapter 10, verse 38, it says, and no doubt you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Nothing has changed, church. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our God is a healing God. His very name declares it. Can you say amen? Healing is deeply interwoven in the plan of redemption for you and I. It is a part of our salvation. Isaiah 53:4-5 says, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Jesus came, and he became the scapegoat. The Bible says he bore our griefs, literally our diseases and our sicknesses. He carried our sorrows, our affliction, and our pain. The stripes on his back are the payment that God demanded to guarantee our physical healing. This is what you and I must understand this morning, is that healing is not a secondary thought or some fringe benefit. It is a primary cornerstone of the gospel that we believe. Can you say amen? John chapter 3, verse 14 says, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. In Numbers chapter 21, you say, well, what does all that mean? Numbers chapter 21, verse 7-9 says, therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray the Lord that he may take away the serpents from us. So Moses prayed for the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live. So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole, and so it was. If a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. The implication is they sinned. They needed forgiveness. But beyond forgiveness, there was some physical ailment. There was a distress. They needed healing and restoration. And God said, when you look at the serpent on the pole, you will live. In other words, you will be forgiven and you will be healed. The Bible said in John chapter 3, just as the serpent was raised in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. And he was. He was lifted up on a cross. And when we look to him, we are forgiven and we are healed. Can you say amen? That is the word of God. That is truth. I have not distorted it. I have taken it right out of the Word of God. I have quoted it exactly. So what does that mean? That means that God wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to set you free. Can you say amen this morning? So what I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to ask you to take a step of faith. I'm going to ask you to take a step of faith. Saying that I believe this. So if you're here today and you have a physical issue, some problem in your physical body, or if you have an emotional need, somewhere you've been hurt, there's emotional wounding on your heart, your spirit, or if there is a mental issue, something along the line, even things like dyslexia or if you're here today and you're suffering from memory loss or there's some sort of mental torment that's going on. Maybe you have a diagnosis of bipolar or schizophrenia, whatever it might be. Jesus paid the price for that. And then also a spiritual need. Maybe you're here today and you are tormented. Maybe there is a strategy against you that comes against you that works at your life. You can be set free from that. That's exactly what Jesus did. All four of those things were evident. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor and to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captive free. Any one of the things I described is under the blood. It's under the sacrifice and the payment that Jesus paid on that cross. So I'm going to ask you to take a step of faith. If you need something from the Lord, I want you to come forward right now. I want you to come. You have to get out of your seat. You have to step forward. You have to say, that's me, Pastor. I need something from God. I need freedom from pain. Maybe you've had chronic pain. Maybe you've been diagnosed with arthritis. Maybe you've been diagnosed with some cancer. Maybe you've been diagnosed with something in your life. This is your opportunity. All we got to do is look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. I want you to remember something. I want you to put this in your thinking as you're standing here right now. As you're here right now with us. The Bible talks about in Matthew chapter 9 that when he looked upon the multitudes, he was moved with compassion. You know what took Jesus to the cross? There's no doubt his great love for us, but there was a compassion. He is a father, and he looks upon his children with great compassion. And there is something about that compassion that penetrates, that moves, that touches. And so today is your day. I want you to believe with me. We have the scripture, we have his word. His word is signed in his blood. It's a covenant. It's absolute. This is not something about what you do. This is about something that he did. He did it 2,000 years ago. And so now what we're going to do is apply what he's already done to our lives. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I have a few people in the crowd that are going to, as I'm praying, they're going to come around and lay hands on you. Don't be frightened. Don't be wondering what's going on. They're going to just lay hands on you. But we're going to believe God right now, okay? So I want you to just close your eyes. I want you to put your mind on him. Father, right now in Jesus' name, God, we come boldly before your throne. We come in faith, God, in understanding and in confidence, knowing that you are our healer. And so, Father, right now we pray God, that you would heal each and every person here for whatever reason they came. Lord, whatever it is that has afflicted them, you are able and willing to remove it. So right now, we take authority over the spirit of infirmity. And right now, we command that spirit of infirmity to loose its hold and to leave right now. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this crowd, over this group of people. And Father, we apply all that you've done on the cross for us. We receive it right now, and we declare healing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you. And what I want you to do, the worship team is going to bring us into a worship song. And I want you to stay right there. Just stay for a moment. And I want you to just believe God with me. Just stay in the presence. Worship him right now. Hallelujah, Father. Jesus, we love you. Hallelujah. We love you, God. Hallelujah. We know, God, that you are more than able. We know, God, hallelujah, that you are able, God. Touch.
I believe stories that have proved your faithfulness. And I've seen miracles my mind can comprehend. There is beauty in what I can't understand. Jesus, it's you. Jesus, it's you. I believe you're the wonder-working God, the wonder-working God. All the miracles I've seen, too good to not believe. You're the wonder-working God, and you heal because you love. All the miracles we've seen, too good to not believe. Too good to not believe, good to not believe. Oh, I can resurrect a man with my own hand, but just the mention of your name can raise the dead. So all glory to the only one who cares. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. We've seen families reunited. We've seen prodigals return. Don't you tell me he can't do it. Don't you tell me he can't do it. We've seen troubled souls delivered. We've seen addicts finally free. Don't you tell me he can't do it. you tell me he can do it? We'll see fulfilled in the Bible. Salvation flood.
Talks about, we have seen it healed and have seen them set free. And in the book of Revelation, it says that the spirit, or the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And that means every time we release a testimony, every time we remember what God has done for us in our lives, that is the spirit of prophecy coming on, saying that he can and will do it again. Even if it's someone else's testimony, we can receive that for ourselves. And so I just encourage you and ask you that, instead of sitting there, and if you feel that trying to creep in, trying to be like, okay, great, now what, or that doubt or discouragement trying to sit in, I encourage you to push that away and take this song, if anything, take this song as a declaration of, you know what, if even if I don't see it right now, I am healed, I am set free, and it is going to happen, and that's when healing and deliverance comes.
Jesus, this morning, we are so thankful for your word that says that you forgive all our iniquity and you heal all our diseases. We thank you, Lord, that you sent your word and you healed. healed us and you delivered us from all destruction. We thank you, Lord, that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has made us free from the law of sin and death. And Lord, we are thankful that because the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us, then the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead will also quicken, give life, heal, cause to live our mortal body. And Father, we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you for your great grace. We thank you, Lord, for your moving in this place. We thank you that you are here. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to step out and take a little bit of a risk this morning. I feel like what the Lord just directed me in is to pray for marriages. If you're here today and you're willing to come forward and say, you know what, we need help in our marriage, we need healing in our marriage, if that's you, I want you to come forward. I believe God's got something for you today. If you'll come, hallelujah, we'll pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just come right up front here. Up front right here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father, right now, God, I pray for this marriage, God. Lord, I pray your healing power, God, to move into this relationship. Father, your compassion, God, would move upon them. God, touch them and minister to them. God, that which has been damaged, God, would be restored. Father, the emotions, the hurts, the wounds, God, the things that have been done and said, Father, that you, God, would restore back to brand new. God, as if it never happened. Father, I pray, raise up, God, within them a love for each other. God, a connection with each other. Father, I pray that you, God, would be the third member of this tri-braided cord. Father, right now, bring healing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, I pray, God, for this marriage. God, I pray, Lord, that your hand would be upon them. God, touch them and minister to them. Father, I pray for his wife, God. Lord, move upon her, help her and encourage her. Father, touch my brother, God, right now. Heal this relationship, God. Lord, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We give you glory, God. We give you glory. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I pray, God, right now for Chad and Wendy, God. Lord, in Jesus' name. God, I pray, build up what is missing. Repair, God, what has been damaged. Lord, provide what is lacking, God, I pray. Holy Spirit, I ask that you move in and through this marriage and this couple. Father, touch them and minister to them. Father, I take authority over the strategy and plan of hell to bring destruction. I bind that plan. I curse it and I command it to fall to the earth, to dry up and blow away. I plead the blood of Jesus over Chad and Wendy's minds, their hearts, their spirits, their soul. God, I pray right now that there would be a supernatural divine protection. Father, angelic hosts, God, I pray a hedge about them right now, God, that would give them breath. God, that would give them, God, a moment to breathe without attack. God, to grow and to flourish. Father, I pray right now, do a supernatural miracle in Wendy. God, set her free, God. Set Chad free, God. Right now, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 God is so good. Can you say amen? He is so good to us. Let's just wait on him. I don't feel released yet. Still pretty early, so don't worry about that. But I don't feel released yet. So is there can we work, do another worship song? Let's do another song. Let's sing. I just want you to keep your mind upon him right now, because he's in this place. This is what we've determined this service to be. It's a time for him to move. Hallelujah.
I just keep hearing the words, he's here for you. He's here for you. And so what I want you guys to do is just stand up. I know that John's going to move us into something else, but just with that action of intentionality, I want you guys to just stand up. And I keep hearing the words, he's here for you. He's here for you. So what I want you guys to do is I want you to just start saying that. Maybe you don't know what you need. Maybe you don't know what you're here for. Maybe you don't know what that feeling is inside of you. Maybe you don't know what that anxiety is that you're like, oh, this is weird. He's here for you. And I want you to just start declaring, he's here for me. Make it your own. And he's going to move. And he's going to heal. And he's going to change.
Pour out our praise, it's your breath, in our lungs, so we pour out
Church, I want to say one last thing and then we're going to close in prayer. Every one of you this morning have been touched by the Holy
we'll
Spirit.
Shout your
I want you to go
hearts
as
will
you go home, lay hands on somebody and say, I'm going to give what I got today at church, I'm going to give it to you. And just see what God will do. Can you say amen? Would you do that? Can we pray? Let's just take a moment and seal this. Father, we give you glory. We thank you for what you've done today. All of the healing, God, the deliverance, God, the moving in our spirit, God, the restoration of homes and marriages, God. And Lord, all that you're doing in this place, we thank you, God, and we give you glory and we give you honor. And Lord, as we release today, God, I pray that you go with each and every one, and as they lay hands on somebody, Father, that that impartation would take place. Lord, what they were given today would be given to them. And Father, we give you the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to the New Life Kingman podcast. We can't wait to see you next week.